This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a man has black ink covering 90% of his body as a tattoo. And he is trying to get a full body tattoo because he's very self-conscious about his pale skin. I don't know if you guys heard about this guy. Now he wants to remove his genitals and his nipples so he could have a full body tattoo as close to 100% as possible. Adam Curlykale, 32 years old, from Kaliningrad, Russia, believes that his genitalia has interfered with the aesthetic enjoyment of his new smoky physique. And according to the Irish Post, has paid to undergo this type of surgery in Mexico. Now, he was born with albinism. And with albinism, you don't have the melanin production such that you don't have the tan, olive skin, pink skin, whatever color skin that a person without albinism may have. And you may also have a pinkish hue because of the blood flow underneath the skin. Again, you don't have the pigment in the skin. And so many people with albinism are self-conscious. So he decided to cover his body in jet black designs. He also had been diagnosed with cancer. He said, I always knew that I was different from the rest of society. My favorite color, for example, has always been gray in different tones. And that's why my current skin color is graphite. I design my tattoos because it's my body. I have a specific vision for myself, and I do it step by step. So he took to Facebook last week to share selfies with his fans after having his genitalia and nipples removed. He is cancer-free. They're not really talking about the type of cancer, so I don't know if it was melanoma or not too sure. But he says he is haunted by memories of the disease, leaving his skin looking sickly and pale. He says, life is so short that I stopped wondering what will happen tomorrow. Life is here and now. And I'm looking at him, and he is very dark. And you see some designs on his body. And, you know, people have been obviously criticizing him. But the one thing I need to say in his defense is he did something about it. Now, I would not remove genitalia. I think he's going a little overboard. I don't think I would remove nipples. I think he's taking it too far. But he did not like his body, and so he did something about it. He decided to change the way he looked. I don't know how safe full-body tattoos are. I would like to know a little bit more about what cancer this was. Did he do the tattoos after the cancer? Did the tattoos cause cancer? I sincerely doubt they did. But, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. The only thing is, make lemonade with all your body parts. It's tough. There's, I think, a lot of us that go through feeling we can't change it. I hear people say this all the time. I hate my job, but I can't leave the job. I can't. Well, why can't you? Well, I just can't. It's not an option. Why isn't it an option? There's other jobs. There's other job openings. Is it because you don't want to? I can't leave my wife. Well, you don't like her, you're cheating on her. Just I can't. It'll be too much work. It'll be, no. So people lock themselves in, the weight especially. Oh, I can't lose weight. I have a family member who is very, very obese. And this family member blames all the stuff that's gone on in that person's life for why their weight is the way it is. And I get that. I get that, okay? I stress eat. I understand that. And I also understand the stress that that person endured in their life. So I get that. Okay, but, okay, what about now? Okay, so you got to this point. You're 200 pounds overweight. Let's do something about it. Maybe not 200 pounds, maybe 150, 175 pounds overweight. No, I can't. My life isn't conducive to me doing that. Well, why not? You say you can't. Every time you guys say you can't, don't you hate it when somebody says, no, yes, you can? I hate hearing some of these motivational, you know, people in your, you know, circle going, yes, you can. Say, yes, I can. And you're like, oh, shut the hell up. You know, because we like to wallow. If somebody told me to stop eating chocolate, I'd say, oh, that is impossible. That is more difficult than, you know, preventing a war. You just cannot. Yes, I could stop eating chocolate. I could. If I needed to change my job, I could. So in psychology, we break down the can'ts and go, okay. I mean, this is what I would. All right, if I was your therapist, I'd say, okay, hold the phone. And I'm a family doc, okay? So I'm not a psychologist by training. But if you said, no, I can't change my job or I can't get out of this relationship, I can't, say, okay, I understand. So explain to me what are the obstacles. I mean, let's say in a perfect world you could. Let's say there was a genie in a bottle and the genie said, I will help you out of this. What are the obstacles preventing you from leaving that job or that relationship? Well, with the job, I can't because of the pay. Well, if I told you there was another job with equal pay, would that help that? Yeah, well, I can't because it's a location. It's close to home. So if I told you there was a job that was maybe just a mile apart, different. Well, I can't because I'm afraid of the boss. Saying I'm quitting, I couldn't do that. Why couldn't you do that? Then we find another way to communicate it. You see what I mean? So we break down the can'ts and we make them bite-sized pieces on what you can do. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's a report out that... Well, how do I word this? Doctors are only spending about 11 seconds with their patients. Now, some of you guys will say, oh, really, that long? Okay, they're not spending 11 seconds with the patients. The actual study is saying that the doctor will interrupt you 11 seconds in. Again, some of you will say, oh, man, that's more time than I get. Okay, come on, please, please. Okay? I am sure your doctor spent a little bit more time than that. So, is your doctor listening? Well, yes and no. They say on average, patients get about 11 seconds to explain the reasons for their visit before they're interrupted by their doctors. And they say only 1 in 3 doctors provide the patients with adequate opportunity to describe while you're there. So Dr. Nike Singh Ospina of the University of Florida, Gainesville, and the Mayo Clinic led the research. And I guess it investigated the clinical encounters between doctors and their patients, how the conversation between them starts, and whether patients are able to set the agenda. So they looked at the initial few minutes of consultations between 112 patients and their doctors. These encounters were videotaped in various U.S. clinics during training sessions for doctors. In their analyses, Dr. Espina and her colleagues noted whether the doctors, invited the patients to set the agenda by going, how are you? What can I do for you? What are you here for? And the researchers also recorded whether patients were interrupted when they did turn around and answer the question. And in just over one-third of the time, 36%, patients were able to put their agendas first. But patients who did get the chance to list their ailments were still interrupted 70% of the time. And on average, they were interrupted within the first 11 seconds of them starting to speak. Patients who were not interrupted usually were able to complete their opening statements in about 6 seconds. They said primary care doctors spent more time than specialists, and specialists tend to interrupt less. Specialists may also skip the introductory step because they already know why the patient was referred. But they say even in a specialty visit concerning a specific matter, it is invaluable to understand why the patients think they are at the appointment and what specific concerns they have related to the condition or its management. So she acknowledges that the frequency of interruptions not only depends on the type of practice, but also relates to the complexity of the patient. She says if done respectfully and with the patient's best interest in mind, interruptions to the patient's discourse may clarify or focus the conversation. Now, I'm writing an article for my website. You'll see later today on this. Kind of teaching you guys how not to be a victim of this. Now, I teach medical students at Toro University, Nevada. And, oh, they're such good students. I love my students. It's so good. They're so cute. The little baby doctors. They get to teach them how to be grown-up doctors. Little babies. Anyway, so I teach my students. I know they like my kids. It's kind of sad that I'm old enough to be a lot of their mothers, you know? I'm like, really? Yeah, I'm getting old. My own kids are like, Mom, you seem to like students more than me. Well, yeah, because they don't back talk. They do what I say. They turn to their papers. They say, yes, ma'am. Hell yeah, I like my students better than you guys. You guys are jerks to me. And they don't go to my wallet and steal my money. Anyway, back to this. So I teach my medical students, as most medical schools do, open-ended questions. What are you here for? How can I help you? And let's say somebody's coming in for a physical. I teach them, don't go, oh, so you're here for a physical. Okay. Go, I see you're here for a physical. Is this what you'd like addressed today? Oh, yeah, I'd like this address, or I'd like this, or I'd like this. Or let them put in their own words why they came in. Now, there's a tendency for us doctors to not, and I am just as guilty as this. I learned very early on in my practice to not be open-ended and to control the conversation as soon as possible. And I went against everything I was trained. Because when a patient goes off on a tangent, it slows me down. And I'm responsible for everything they say. So let's say I'm interviewing a patient. And the patient is coming in for foot pain. Yep. Oh, yeah. So, I've been having foot pain. And I've been, foot pain's good, And, now I think it's, bothering my knee. And, if I just let them talk. They'll talk. I was scratching myself the other day, and, this underarm, itches a little more, but you can see there's nothing there. And then, I was sitting in a movie, and my foot didn't hurt then, but my hip hurt a little bit, so I moved. But now my hip doesn't hurt anymore. And, okay, that's fine. And when I have time, talk to me about that. But what if a few years down the line, they, let's say, have cancer to the pelvis or, you know, a sarcoma or something, let's say. They could say, I told the doctor I had hip pain. What? You did? You never came in for hip pain. No, but I, on my visit with my foot, I told you I had hip pain. And if they had somebody in the room with them, they brought their spouse. Oh, yeah, she told you about the hip pain. She was at the movie, the hip hurt, you know. But you, wait. Didn't you say the pain went away? And no, but I said I had hip pain. Just because it went away doesn't necessarily, you know, temporarily. You never asked me if it came back. Now, I know some of you guys think that's far-fetched, but that is a doctor's nightmare. That you will bring up other things that could later come back and be an issue, a health issue or a malpractice issue, and we're going to be in trouble because we didn't stop everything to address it. Now, I teach the students that if a patient does say they have some medics, and they don't, you need to write that down because, yeah, I mean, if a patient is saying they have it, these are things that are going to have to be addressed. But people in practice may be like, wait a second, if they never say it, and they have to come back with it being an issue, I just decreased my liability. And they're right on that. I mean, that's the way this society is. If you never told me you had chest pain when you came in for a refill of your Viagra, I don't want to use Viagra because I always make sure everyone has a good heart. Okay, let's say you came in for a refill of your acne medicine, and you never brought up that you had chest pain, and you go and you have a heart attack, and your family, and you live through it, but your family wants to sue. It's a little bit harder because you never addressed with me that you had chest pain. Now, I know some of you guys are like, oh my God, this is so cold. Doesn't a doctor want to know? Well, that's why we train doctors. We train doctors to ask everything. Ask, are you having any chest pain, trouble breathing, blurry vision, dizziness, headache? We go through a review of systems. Not every visit. But we go through a review of systems. So we make sure that if you did have a symptom, we could address it. But in this day and age, with doctors being busy, no. They're busy. They have horrible reimbursement. Insurance companies are paying like crap. So we're being forced by our employers or just because of our overhead to see multiple patients in a day. If we stopped and asked you your whole review of systems at every question, we'd only see 5 patients a day. And that's being liberal. So if you're coming in for a sore throat, we're going to deal with your sore throat, and then we're going to say, if you need anything else, come back, and don't forget to schedule your regular physical. But if we stop and allow you to bring up all sorts of stuff, we have to address all that stuff. Another reason why doctors may not, you know, take your advice or let their talk is because maybe they're patient or losing their patients. So how do you get your doctor to spend more time with you? Well, one is be prepared. If you have a symptom and you're worried that symptom could be cancer, then that should be the first thing out of your mouth. I'm having really bad constipation. My father had colon cancer. I'm here to make sure I don't have colon cancer. Be organized. If you have a list of 200 things, it's not going to be addressed really well. So have the most important things first. And then ask your doctor if he has that time that day. If he looks rushed, reschedule. Don't see him or go see another doctor that's not rushed. Because your health comes first. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The investigation continues in Branson, Missouri today, where 17 people were killed when a duck boat packed with tourists capsized and sank in high winds on a Missouri lake. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons spoke earlier today at a press conference.
The state of Missouri is going to do everything within our powers to make sure that we provide the resources needed to complete this. And two, that I ask for all Missourians for their thoughts and their prayers for the families and victims of this incident.
Tornadoes swept through central Iowa, injuring at least 17 people, flattening buildings in three cities, and forcing the evacuation of a hospital. These two eyewitnesses describe what they saw.
It was crazy. We saw the tornado jump down, and it hit plant three, and then it looked like it bounced over four, and then hit five, six, seven.
We certainly are going to rebuild, and we're going to come back stronger than ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we try to fight moving more socialized, we're going there. We're going to be socialized in our medicine, in our healthcare system eventually. I'm trying to fight it. I don't want it to happen. Boy, am I trying to fight it tooth and nail. But unfortunately, we're going to go there. We just have too many demands as patients. There's not enough providers. There's not enough money. We're seeing more patients than we could provide care for. Government's going to step in. Might not be during Trump's administration, but it may be during a liberal administration. And they would love to take over healthcare. Healthcare is huge. Very lucrative. The healthcare industry is 1/6 of our GDP. It's one of the most powerful things that a government could take over. I'm not a big fan of government taking over healthcare. Look at the VA system. Medicare and Medicaid have a lot of issues. We're not really doing a good job funding those. So, our hopes are that private insurance can still keep their heads above water and can still maintain our health system. Unfortunately, private insurance is ticking a lot of people off. Obamacare did a great job at, I'm being facetious, okay? Every time I say Obamacare, I almost vomit in my mouth. Obamacare did a great job of sticking the nail in the heart, or the knife in the heart, starting to turn it when it comes to private insurance companies. Initially, it looks like, oh, yeah, they're subsidizing them, and you know they're giving them all these subsidies and letting them raise the rates. But it was the first of their demise, the first step to their demise. And I guess Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, Missouri, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, but the CMO for Missouri, whatever, however you pronounce it, tomato, tomato, has had to make a statement because the insurer, according to Jay Moore, CMO, had to stem increasing costs for relating to inappropriate emergency department use. This new policy of going to the emergency room for those who had private insurance for Anthem angered a lot of people. In fact, doctors are suing Anthem over their policy. Now, we hear in England that they're having a lot of issues with their emergency room. With their emergency room access, coverage, and they're trying to tell people to not go to the emergency room in England if they don't have to. They're called A&Es over there. Accident emergency, so A&E. And they're trying to tell them to go to the regular provider if they can, or smaller type clinics, less acute clinics, rather than running to the ER. While in America, we have all these different insurances, so we don't just have the NHS, right? We aren't socialized. And so private insurers are like, okay, this is kind of costing money. We're not so much worried about the access. It's just now this has cost us a lot more money. We have to pay more to an emergency room than if the patient went to their family doctor. And we do have a lot of people going to the emergency room because it's easier to go to the emergency room than the family doctor. And they're like, fine, I'll pay the extra money if I have to. I get to go after my work shift. I get seen quicker. And you're like, well, you'd think the family doc would see them quicker, but we're talking in terms of getting in right away, not having to wait weeks. So, Anthem had a policy urging members who had non-emergency conditions to not go to the ER. Go to urgent care facilities or retail clinics, or to contact their telehealth services or the 24/7 nurse hotline. This is exactly what we would look like as a country if we had socialized medicine. We would be told not to go to the ER, and there would be a nurse on a phone line helping you answer your questions to see where you have to go. Now, this policy does not apply if it's a child under 13. If a member was directed to go to the ER by a physician, an urgent care center is not within 15 miles of the member, or the visit occurs over the weekend or on a major holiday. But I guess Anthem has been enforcing this policy in Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, New Hampshire, and Ohio. And they will not cover visits if you had minor conditions. So they're going to deny your emergency room visit in whole if the condition could have been safely treated in less acute facilities. Now, wow. The American College of Emergency Physicians was furious, saying their hospital are receiving denials within days of the policy taking effect. And insurance companies have been finding reasons to not pay. So now the ER doc or the hospital is seeing you, taking care of you, insurance turns around going, nah, not going to pay. And then they're trying to get the patient to collect, but the patient isn't paying. So now the ER doc or that hospital gets, you know, takes the hit. So Anthem policy is trying to reduce insurers' ED costs and say, no, we're not going to cover the visit. What is that going to do? From an ER standpoint, the ER standpoint is going to say, well, then I... So the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Medical Association of Georgia have sued Anthem's Georgia subsidiary to force the insurer to kill that policy. Atlanta-based Piedmont Hospital and Five Sister Hospitals filed lawsuits claiming their policy of denying coverage for non-emergency visits violates Georgia law. Now, Anthem has made some exceptions to the policy. Under the expanded exceptions, Anthem said their emergency room policy will not apply if the member was, again, directed by a healthcare provider to go to the emergency room, is traveling out of state, is younger than 15, has received surgery, IV fluids, IV medications, an MRI or CAT scan during the emergency room visit. Okay, so now the hospital will get paid if they threw in an IV, if they did a scan on you. So what do you think the hospital or the ER is going to want to do? They're going to want to do a scan. If you ended up going to the ER and needing surgery, they'll get paid. But if you went to the ER and you didn't need surgery, they won't get paid. So now there's this penalty. If you, let's say, are like, I don't know if this is appendicitis, and you don't know, you're not a doctor, you're feeling bad, and you're like, well, it's not in the right lower quadrant, but I don't know, I have a tummy ache. So you go to the ER, and the ER doc's like, good job for coming in. I'm going to feel around McBurney's point, see if you have tenderness. I could order a CAT scan, but you're not tender there, so I doubt it's appendicitis, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to watch you for 12 hours, or go home. If the pain starts to worsen, it starts to go down to the right, you're going to come back. Then we'll do a CAT scan. If the pain goes away, it's just some indigestion. We've done that before. So you don't have to get the scans. So you don't have to get the radiation. But now that initial visit will get paid. So now you're getting the scan. Or if in doubt, they'll admit you and have a surgeon look at you. I mean, again, most doctors aren't going to make you have surgery, obviously. But you see what I mean? Emergency rooms are already strapped for cash. So I get how Anthem does not want you to go to the ER, and they will not cover it if you went for a mini visit. Now, what they could do instead is raise your ER copay. They could say that if you're going to go to the emergency room instead, you have to pay $100. I mean, that's kind of a lot. That's, you know, but don't just say you're not going to cover it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. And for medical news and medical articles, you can go to my website at drdahlia.com, scroll down to the bottom, and then you see me there. Yeah, that's me. And I got my articles there for you so you guys can get the latest on all the scoop, as much as I can cover. I'm going to be going to Comic-Con this weekend. Comic-Con has already been going on, and it looks amazing. Looks like a lot of fun, a lot of people. I'm going to be going as Rey from Star Wars. Because, well, here's the thing. I would love to be Wonder Woman. Okay, here's the thing. 20 years ago, I could have worn the Wonder Woman outfit. I wouldn't have wanted to because I was really shy about my body, and I'd be like, oh, no, you know, my boobs are too big. No, I couldn't do that. You know, now, if I had my body the way, you know, back in the 20s, oh, my gosh, I'd be the biggest hoochie mama. But I was kind of meek, and I didn't want, you know. So, oh, hell yeah, I would have been Wonder Woman. So, Ray allows a lot of things to be covered up. And so, my picture of me as Ray is on my Twitter and Facebook, if you need. Not very sexy. But then again, Ray's not supposed to be sexy. Ray in Star Wars is supposed to be, you know, I got stuff to do. Let me do what I got to do. And that's kind of like me. I got stuff to do. I'm not trying to be sexy anymore. Nobody's going to find me sexy. And, so, I'll let you guys know how Comic-Con is. Okay? Never been excited. I've been really excited ever since Ted. Was it Ted 2? Yeah, Ted 2, yeah. Not so exciting. They say children who undergo CT scans may be at higher risk of developing brain cancer. Many people have been concerned about radiating their kid. Unfortunately, when a kid needs a CT, a kid needs a CT. We don't do it willy-nilly. But this new analysis of nearly 170,000 children who received at least one CT scan found an increased risk. Dutch researchers found the incidence of cancer among the participants much higher than the average rate. Doctors have obviously turned to CT scans heavily over the past two decades. They give us a much clearer picture than x-rays. You sit in this tube. It rotates around the body, takes pictures of our internal organs. It's a fabulous test in terms of looking at the brain or the pancreas or the heart. I mean, we use CTs for so many things. But in order to get that inside look in a body without cutting the body, in order to get that inside look as painless as possible, we need ionizing radiation. And ionizing radiation could damage body tissues. And with a kid who is actively growing and rapidly growing, they're at higher risk for cancer. And researchers found rates of cancer were 1.5 times higher in the children who had underwent at least one CT scan in their life. They say the amount of cancer diagnoses among youngsters who had undergone most CT scans were 4 times higher. Now, no link between the scans and leukemia, which is blood cancer. There has been a lot of discussion that if you can't scan somebody, they'll be at higher risk for leukemia. Countless trials have debated the issue, but some scientists say, nope, not enough proof. There had been a study back in 2012 finding multiple CT scans in childhood could triple the risk of developing brain cancer or leukemia. Newcastle University-led team examined the NHS medical records of almost 180,000 kids. This was published in The Lancet, and they followed malignancies, and they found the most common were brain tumors and leukemia. Now, I don't want you guys to panic. None of these stories should panic you. But what they should do, and again, 1.5 times is an increased risk, but not, again, we could relax a little bit. What it should do is if, let's say, your child later does have headaches that doesn't go away, and the doctor's like, nah, you know, I doubt we have to really test or run a test. You know, they're telling us to not CAT scan kids anymore. And you're like, but I just want to let you know the child did have a CAT scan in the past. Can you make sure you do a really good neurological exam? You know, or consider a low-dose CT just to make sure he's not at risk. You know, knowing what you've been exposed to in the past should be conveyed to the medical provider, assuming they don't cut you off at 11 seconds, right? Like that other study showed, right? And say, look, you know, I heard that previous CT scans could put you at cancer risk. Now, the average CT scan we're finding, you are exposed to radiation, ionizing radiation. You're exposed in an airplane. You're exposed outside. You're exposed with yourself. I mean, you are exposed to radiation all the time, minute amounts. So, yeah, if you don't have to have extra. But if your kid has abdominal pain and you're thinking it's an appendicitis attack, he is at higher risk of dying of a perforated appendix than getting a scan and taking the radiation risk. So, I understand it's frightening. Now, again, I mean, these CAT scans have allowed us to peer into your body without having to open you up and cut you? Well, unfortunately, there are risks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of radiation and cell phones, we are being told that radiation from smartphones could trigger memory loss in kids. And they say right-hand users are the most likely to suffer. Smartphone radiation could be destroying kids' memories. And they say figural memory is located in the right hemisphere of the brain. It refers to our ability to make sense of objects like images, patterns, and shapes. Youngsters who hold their phone right next to their right ear are the most affected to the radiation. But if you send text messages, play, you know, video games, browse the internet, those could also have some negative effects. Maybe not as much as sticking the phone right up to the ear. So researchers from the Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute, called Swiss TPH, studied nearly 700 adolescents between the ages of 12 and 17 in Switzerland. And they looked at the link between their daily exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields, or RF-EMF, and their memory performance. And they found that the effects were more pronounced on the right side of the, if the adolescents used it on the right side of their head. Now, I'm right-handed, but I listen with my left ear. Why? Because I multitask. I write things down with my right hand. Like, if I'm talking to my mom, oh, it's on my left. Because I'm going to be surfing the internet. I'm going to be playing Candy Crush. You know, I love my mom, but she'll go on and on and on. So it's on my left ear, so I'm not using it on my right. But that doesn't mean always use your phone on your left, because you have other processes on your left that we haven't studied. Just because they studied this and it had to do with the right doesn't mean it's not affecting the left. So, I mean, how dangerous are these cell phones? Well, we talked about it. I mean, we talked about how some people tried to link that acoustic neuromas, certain tumors that affect the ear and hearing and the brain could possibly be linked. But honestly, if there was an increased risk of brain tumor or acoustic neuroma or other issues, we would see huge numbers rise, because cell phones have been out now for decades. You know, the old ones in the 90s. So, we don't see an increased risk of these tumors. Now, what we are seeing, though, is some more ADHD. We are seeing some more mood disorders, some more depression. So maybe we have seen a link with cell phones. Somebody claimed that we have more miscarriages with cell phones. I don't know. More autism. Again, I'm not convinced. So my suggestion is don't overdo anything. If you don't have to have a 20-minute phone call by your ear, don't. Put it on speakerphone. Text. Keep the phone away from your head when you sleep. Tell your mother to send you a letter. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.